Good morning, everybody. So I had last week off and joining James last week. It was a good time. But praise the Lord. I mean, one of the things that you were talking about was Jesus. And one of the things, as like Jesus did, he goes, "Look, Lord, not my will be done, but yours. Not my will be done, but yours." See, that's the part where we come to that same place where we choose to make him our Lord and Savior. It's the same place. But a lot of times when we get hung up and we don't go fulfill, you're talking about fleeing, you know, as the disciples did, or the challenge that's set before us, we turn around and, you know, say, hightail it, because we look at it as it's being too big for us, and how can we go forward in that? Or it's just something we really don't want to do. And one of the things is that we got to get our minds off of ourselves and what we're capable of doing and what we are not capable of doing and how we're going to perform this. Because it's never been about what we can do. It's always been about what he can do. Now, we've been reading in Samuel a little bit at home, and we had some reading in Samuel last night a little bit. And it's about David, and you've seen David say a prayer after they defeated a bunch of giants in the land, and he was singing a praise unto the Lord, and all he could say was praise the Lord, and he gave glory to the Lord for what the Lord did for David and what the Lord did for Israel. And his recognition that the things that he has been through and how he has conquered was not by his own strength. No, it was the Lord being his deliverer. And not for himself, but also for the children of Israel. Now, we have the same kind of walk of faith now. Believe it or not, I mean, right now, we really do have that walk of faith that we can walk in as well. See, what happens is, I know just for me and my experience and in my life, there's a lot of things that, man, it was like if I knew that I was to go do this thing, and they were like, it was like, all right, Phil, do you want to sign up for this? No. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, it really was the case. I mean, it still comes to the case now sometimes. It's like, Philip, do you want to become a minister of the Lord? Yes, Lord. I mean, do you want to get on my plan? Yes, Lord. All right, Philip, go do this. Lord, I don't want to go do that. Philip, I want you to manage this store. No, whoa, hold up. And on and on and on. And I can only imagine it being the same thing for David. I mean, one of the things with David was, it's an interesting thing, is that when I saw David be king, he was told to be king, and he did become king, and that's who the Lord has chosen to be king at that time. Now, what's interesting in that is, you know, I don't know if it was like David, where you see David come from, is he didn't want to become king because he is, yes, the king of Israel, and he can gain all this power, and everybody would serve him, and all these things. No. It's more like he became king because that's what the Lord wanted him to do. And it's the same thing with us. Fathers, you're to be the what? King of your own household. Prophet to your own household. Priest for your own household. Women, mothers, to be helpmeet to your husbands. Teach up the children. Fathers, that doesn't negate you. And just servants of the Lord altogether. Children, to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Love one another as Christ loved us, brothers and sisters. See, these things, they seem, you say it real fast, and it seems like a very simple, easy thing. It's definitely simple. Okay, it can be easy. It can be very, very hard, too, if we allow it to be. See, it's when ourselves are in the way that we allow it to become hard. So we all have the place where we have the opportunity to get on the Lord's will. And I know as for me, on some of the things that's happened, if you would have told me 10 years ago I would be doing things and be standing in certain positions, I'd be like, oh, no. No, thank you. I really don't. But it ain't about me, okay? It's all about the Lord and what He would have me do. And see, that should be the only thing that matters. And that is the only thing that matters. It truly is. And I can't go forward in the things that the Lord's called me to do unless I put my trust in Him. See, I can't do it. He can. The Lord in me can. See, the Lord in you can as well. And see, and that's what you step out and walk in, is in Him. And it doesn't matter how you look in the midst of it. I was kind of telling a story to Angie this morning about Steve and I putting out the boat. Steve's like, you ever done this before? No. Have you, Steve? No. All right, we'll figure it out. And we look like absolute complete idiots getting the boat out onto the water. We look like complete idiots. I hope shaking her head in the background right then. However, did we get out on the water? Absolutely. And we got it back out on the trailer. I mean, and that was a close call. That thing tipped one time. I mean, we almost flipped that sucker, you know. So all of us like idiots were standing on the front and realized the back end came up and said, okay, we can't do that. But you see, the Lord got us through. It didn't keep us from taking the boat out and having a great time. That has been one of my favorite vacations. And even though we look like idiots, all we could do is say praise God, and He gets the glory that He got us out there and brought us back home safely. Because it wasn't by the knowledge of Steve and Phil of boating that got us out there and brought us back in. I tell you. But it's the same way. Can you be a father to your children? Can you be a husband to your wives? Can you be a brother in the Lord? Not in this stinking flesh, I can't. But in Him, I can do all things who strengthens me. See, when we can get past the point of past ourselves in that and don't listen to the flesh. I mean, one of the things we get hung up on so much is just the stinking flesh. Because we're looking at ourselves. Or we're judging ourselves by this. Look, the flesh is going to be the flesh. It's not going to agree with God. It never will be. I remember it was something interesting that Ricky told me. It was about a year or two ago. And he's like, look, man, if you're sitting on waiting to want to do the dishes, do you actually feel like doing the dishes? Those dishes will never get done. See, that's the flesh. It's not going to feel like doing God's will. It's not going to yip you up in joy and do it. But you're to be dead to that old thing, and that thing's going to scream and shout, do whatever it wants. But you go walk out and you do what the Lord's called you to do. And I have telling you, folks, through experience of what the Lord has done for me in my life, the biggest challenges and responsibilities that I wanted to flee away from, man, I wanted to run so far away from that, have nothing to do with that. have no part in it at all, is the Lord's going, Phil, I want you to go do this. And then I go and do that anyways because he's told me to go do that, has been some of the greatest blessings in my life. And has been some of the most profitable for me and to those around me. That's what it means to walk out in faith. I had to get down and say, Lord, not my will be done, but yours. And those things, those experiences that I've had going forward and taking on those responsibilities that I was scared out of my mind to go do has been some of the greatest blessings. And has been profitable for those that are around. But if I was looking at myself and what I was able to do in that, I would have never gone forward and done it. Because I would have said, this is hopeless. I can't. You're right, I can't. But he can. David didn't have the strength to take down Goliath, folks. As a 15-year-old boy, or however old he was. But he did. But he did. And it's so funny. What I love about that story is like, Saul gives him armor. He can't bear it. He gives him a sword. He can't bear it. All these things are too heavy for him. Man, I'll take my slingshot. Thinking, give me a freaking rocket launcher, would you? I want to make sure this sucker goes down. But when he threw that rock and the power of the Lord and that angel slammed that rock into that giant's head and dropped him like a rock. A lot of rock in there. Dropped him like a rock. He took Goliath's sword and cut his head off. And I'm thinking, that sword had to have been way bigger than Saul's sword he was trying to give him, and he could barely pick it up. See, guys, we have that opportunity now. See, we might not look like David killing Goliath. We might look like befumbling idiots trying to get a boat out that we don't have no idea what we're doing. But who cares how we look? Because it's all about him and how awesome he is. And whether the gospel be manifested one way or another, who cares? The gospel gets manifested. Praise God. Praise God. Look, Steve talked about walking out here. And faith and love. Both. Faith and love. Not one without the other. Both. Why did I go forward in doing some of the responsibilities that was set before me? It was one, because the Lord told me to. And I chose to love him over myself. The love for others came after. But I could not do it if I didn't choose to believe him. We have that opportunity every day. It really is set before you on a daily basis. We can turn and run and hide from it, but man, we miss out on so much. We miss out on a lot. And if we have turned and hid and ran away from it over and over and over again, and we have not even begun to actually step out in faith and walk in him, well, that can change today. You don't have to stay there. You got to just repent. and start choosing them and make them your Lord. And watch that gospel be manifested in your life. Not so it can prove you or somehow holy and righteous and all these things. No. So that the gospel gets manifested to others. And they can be a part of His plan just like you. Why? Because He's good. Because of what He's able to do. And then it's an opportunity for anybody to get on board if they would. I mean, that's an awesome thing. Praise God. It's a relieving thing. Isn't it, Angie? It's a relief. Gosh, me trying to do all this? I'm done. Hang it up, man. But in Him, I can do it all, and I have rest in the midst of it. And it's not based on what I'm able to do. It's on based on what He's able to do. And I can go for it and believe Him for it. That's an awesome thing. I can be a part of His kingdom, His family, His army. I can be His son. And I tell you what, it was talking about in that prayer in Samuel, and I forget where it was, but prayer in Samuel about how the Lord, when David cried out unto the Lord heard him and delivered him out from all his enemies. Oh, I'm telling you, that is an awesome place to be. You talking, man, the Lord be on your side? Or you be on His side, I should say. There's only one side we can get on it. That is awesome. That is an awesome thing. And we have that opportunity. You can grab it. But we have that opportunity on a daily. Like I said, the week before, not last week, but the week before, the Lord hasn't moved. He hasn't changed. He's still right there. His plan hasn't moved. It hasn't changed. It's still right there. You're talking about Deuteronomy where the blessings will overtake you. You can still go to Him. You still can get on His plan. You have not screwed up so bad that you can't go forward in Him. See, your screw up is not that big. Your incapability is not too incapable of going forward and walking in Him. It is just not possible. He is bigger than your screw-up, than your sin, than your old man, and any situation that you're facing. He is bigger than all of those things. And you were talking about how we can please Him. You know how we please Him? We believe Him for it. We just believe that He's able to get us through. We believe and trust in His sacrifice. It covered us from all of our sin. All of our screw up. And that He is well able. That pleases Him. It's not how well you dance. It's not how well you perform. It's none of those things. And see, the sign that you believe Him is that you obey Him. Lord told David to be king again. He became king. He believed God. Abraham offered up Isaac. He believed Him. See, that's pleasing to the Lord. Man, that's a simple thing. You believe Him, and you love Him because you prefer to do what He would have you do over yourself. Faith and love. And see, when you step out in that faith and that love, He starts doing a work in your heart. When David said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Man, David couldn't do it, or he wouldn't ask the Lord to. And it was just very interesting to see, just in the Bible study last night, the work that the Lord is doing just in my young girls and in the family and in Adric and Kat. I mean, you can see Briley was more excited about doing things for her sister than she was about receiving anything of her own. I'm thinking, praise God. That's a work that the Lord has done, man. See, that's a work that He does in you. And see, when you step out, and then what happens is you put off that old man and you step out and do what He says, you will see then that love of Christ and that faith of Christ be strengthened in you. His faith, His love becomes strengthened in you when you simply submit unto Him. And you've seen it in David. Did David screw up, folks? Yes, he did. Was David forsaken? No, he wasn't. Did David get corrected? Yes, he did. Because the Lord loved him. And the Lord put in a love in David for the people. And a faith in David to believe Him. That opportunity is the same for us as well. You got to get out of this old man, though. I mean, we were all baptized. We're supposed to be dead to that sucker. Not listen to it. Don't feed it. Don't feed it, man. That thing, man, don't feed it the unbelief and the lies. Don't give your soul unto that old man, man. The Lord's freed you from that garbage. And don't get hung up on him. In Romans 7:24, Paul writes, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." The flesh is going to be the flesh. Stop taking heed to that. Stop. You can choose to serve Him. That's why Jesus died. You don't have to listen to that old man anymore. You don't have to get hung up on that old man anymore. Jesus' sacrifice was bigger than that old man. Your old man. Therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We have that freedom. It's up to us to choose to walk forward in that. Man, and it doesn't rely on how capable, how smart, how brilliant you are. In fact, if you are all those things, you actually got to cast all that stuff off to walk in that. And if you're not any of those things, well, you don't need them because it's all about Him. But don't walk in unbelief because you're not those things and you can't, because it's never been based on that. It's been based on what He's able to do. It's a simple choice. Man, and praise God we have that choice. Praise God for the opportunity. So let's go forward and walk in that faith and love, that grace and that mercy, which has been a gift that has so freely been given to each and one of us. So let's grab it. Go forward in it.